Now, the Wake Up Zone continues with an exclusive chat with Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota.
What a play, Marcus Mariota, who just threw and caught a touchdown pass.
The official station of Titans football, 104.5 The Zone.
104.5 The Zone at 7:16. Welcome back. This is the Wake Up Zone. Along with Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram, my producer Morgan Alexander. I don't know if this is the best part of Marcus's week, but it's one of the favorite parts of our week every week. We have number 8 with us. Marcus, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Best of buddies here, man. Thanks, Marcus, coming on again.
Absolutely. We always enjoy it. What did you see on the 99-yard run? Let's start there, going back to Thursday night. You hand the ball off, and then Derek takes it from there. From your perspective, what did you see?
Honestly, it looked kind of jumbled up, and then when he took off, I was just like, all right, you know, get some yards, get a first down, and then he stiff-armed the first dude, and I was like, all right, keep going, and then he stiff-arms the second guy, and I'm like, oh, man, he might score. And then it was pretty surreal to watch. Needless to say, it was pretty cool just to be there, kind of front row seat to it.
What's it like being in the huddle when a guy's having that kind of night? You know, what kind of conversations go on there?
Just keep feeding him. You know, we got to take what the defense gives us, and I mean, he was having an unbelievable night. We just got to do our job around him to keep feeding him and allowing him to do what he does.
You know, you've been on both sides of season-ending injuries. What do you say to guys who are lost for the year? We've got the word on, you know, Jonnu Smith and Jack Conklin yesterday, whether it's, you know, offering encouragement or whatever those conversations might be like.
Well, just get healthy, man. I mean, that's the main thing. And from there, you know, it's always nice to have guys around supporting the team. And you know, I think it even helps you out. You know, you don't want to go kind of down in the dumpster. You don't want to go away and be alone. You still want to be a part of the team. So I think the first thing is to get healthy, and then from there, just continue to be a good teammate.
You know, you got these 3 games to play. You know, if you went out, you have a good shot at being in the postseason. What's the pressure like and the challenge like as you approach these last 3 games?
Well, you know what? When it comes down to it, it's such a roller coaster of a season. You know, you can't feel the pressure. You just got to focus on taking it one day at a time, continue to work at your process. And I think if we just build off of what we've been doing, use that momentum, I think we'll like where we're at the end of the year.
Our guest is Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota, our weekly visit right here on 104.5 The Zone.
Well, Marcus, I don't think we've ever asked you this, man, but you seem like a guy that puts a lot of time into your craft. What time do you get in the building? Let's say, what's the earliest time you've ever got over to the facility to get ready to go for the day?
It just kind of depends. You know, I think most of us, we get in around, you know, 6 o'clock, 6:15 or so. It just kind of depends. Sometimes, you know, if you got to get a little extra treatment, you got to get in a little earlier. But at the same time, you know, everyone has a routine. Everyone has a process that they've built in, and it's just kind of sticking to that routine.
Speaking of routine, now that you're on your 4th year now, what do you use to, I guess, recover? Has that process slowed or been the same since you've been in the league, you know, your 4th year? What's some of the new technology? You know, I'm old, so all the things I used to do, they probably don't do anymore. So give us a hint of you sit in a, you know, like some, you know, machine or something, or all night you keep track of your steps, how much you sleep at night, and you know, how much you rest you're getting. Give us a backdrop, at least a taste of being Marcus Mariota and your recovery.
Yeah, no doubt. It's changed dramatically for me. You know, my rookie year, I just kind of showed up and I was good to go. But I think I've learned, especially in the off season, that the most important thing you got to do is making sure that your body's available week to week. And whether it's getting massages, whether it's, you know, for me, this kind of first year where I've gotten in the cold tubs and I've gotten like a contrast where I spent a little bit of time doing those things, or even like a little bit of a pool recovery, things that I've done the previous couple years, just kind of adding to that routine, because, you know, as we know, that the seasons get longer and longer and longer, and you got to do your best to make sure that you are available week in and week out.
Man, you were off on Sunday. How difficult, I guess, or weird did that seem that you weren't playing, and what did you do on that day?
It was weird for sure, but it was nice. I got some time to just hang out with the family. Got my parents in town. And really didn't do a whole lot. That's what was kind of nice about it, was just kind of hung around the house, was able to sit down and have conversations with my parents, you know, and just relax. And sometimes the body needs that the most. And I enjoyed it. It was a nice couple of days off.
You know, well, Nasty Marks, you know, I'm thinking about you 24/7, man. And so when I saw, yeah, you know, Derrick Henry score that touchdown, I'm like, man, he was a Heisman winner. He didn't do the Heisman poll. He did some little dance. I was like, oh, man, I'm, you know, all that's kind of going around in the league for you guys at this generation. And I'm like, man, you know, if Marcus scored, what would he do? And I'm like, man, he's a team guy. There's no way he would do any celebration. But Marcus, I thought of one that you could do with your team. You got to get the offensive lineman, and guess what you do? You do exactly what you always do when you're off on vacation, living at home, right? Do the hula dance with your whole offensive lineman, man. You got to get in there. You would throw everybody for a loop if you did that, man. It doesn't take very much practice from your part. You just got to get the offensive lineman in rhythm.
Man, I don't, you know, to be honest with you, I don't have a whole lot of rhythm either.
The hula would look pretty bad.
It would look awful. It would look awful. Oh. But if you send me a vid of you doing the hula, I'd love to show the guys.
Oh, hey, me, Mark, and Inge are all going to do it because they probably feel just as uncomfortable as everybody else doing it. So I have enough rhythm for all of us. I'll help you guys out.
Yeah, me in a grass skirt, Marcus, is not something, not a visual image you want sticking with you.
All right, on a serious note, before I hand it off to Mark, we saw that you did not tell us, Marcus, since we're so tight, that you had the strips on your hand, man. You didn't tell us nothing about that. What's going on with that? And will you continue to have these black strips on your hand like you're the web, like you're a Spider-Man or something?
No, I feel a whole lot better. Yeah, man, it's that turnaround from a Sunday to Thursday is quick. And, you know, I just had a bruise on my hand, and the swelling hadn't really gone away yet. And basically what it was like the, gosh, what's the word? The kinesio tape. Uh-huh. And it's just supposed to encourage circulation and try to get some of that swelling out before the game got going. And I thought it helped. It allowed me to feel and grip the ball the way that I liked, and was able to go out there and play.
Marcus, getting back to Derrick Henry's 99-yard run, is it true that the original call was a snake?
It was one or the other. It was built into the call, depending on the look, and you know, I didn't think we had an opportunity to sneak it out of there, and just wanted to get the big guy the ball, and man, he made history.
Were you sure you didn't want to be getting banged on, Marcus? I know I'm gonna get you. You sure you didn't want to get banged on? So you said, I'm gonna hand it off to the running back.
No, I mean, if the opportunity presented itself, I was more than willing to. But it just was a certain look that we got, and felt that we could hand it off to Derek and get out of the, you know, our own end zone, and then he ends up scoring. So it's always nice to be able to do that.
Is it true that a couple of guys in the huddle, Quentin Spain and Lawan, called it, said 99 yards for a touchdown before it even happened?
They were talking about it because it was a TV timeout before we went out there, and you know, they had talked about how awesome it'd be to go and get a 99 yarder, and then to do it is pretty remarkable.
That first possession, you guys drove the ball down, running Derek off tackle and the screen game to Deion Lewis. How much did that open things up for later success? How much did that get the pass rush off of you?
Oh, I mean, huge. And I think to change the tempo, to get in and out of some of the no-huddle stuff, I think definitely helped with the pass rush. And then when you're running the football as well as we did, man, it takes a whole lot of pressure off the passing game. And got to give a lot of credit to the guys up front. They did an unbelievable job. And if we can continue that, I think that'll help us out for sure.
You kicking yourself a little bit over that pick, you know, just a throw that you wouldn't normally make.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I sailed it. It was one of those things. You know, sometimes you're going to miss a throw. You know, I did my best to go make the tackle. But, yeah, man, you know, I to be honest, it was in a situation where I think we could have really just popped the game open. You know, they punted us the ball back. We had an opportunity to go maybe score, get some more points and spread that lead out, and you know, just missed a throw. But that's part of it. Just got to bounce back. We're able to convert some third downs in the passing game and continue to run the ball well.
Now you face a Giants team that is playing loose. They've won 4 out of 5. They're hot. Give us a little intel from what you've seen early on.
I think scheme-wise, they do a great job. They do a lot of different things, which causes a little bit of confusion. And then from there, I like you said, I think they're playing hard. D the effort's there week in, week out. You know, they had a couple turnovers last week that resulted in touchdowns, and it's going to be, again, on us. We got to take care of the football, making sure that we can establish the running game, get that going so that can open up everything else.
Kind of cool to watch the Heisman show last Saturday and just how much attention they gave to the St. Louis school, which you've, you know, had been such a big part of.
Yeah, it was special. You know, I was a little biased. I didn't necessarily like the result. You know, I thought Kyler had an unbelievable year, and he's definitely deserving of it. But, man, I was biased. I was hoping Tua would bring one home again. But it's really cool. St. Louis school is so much a part of our lives. And what we've learned there, I think, has really carried us on into our next chapters.
Marcus, thank you so much, as always. Good luck against the Giants this week.
I appreciate it, guys. Right. Have a good week.
All right, you too. It's Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota every week here on the Wake Up Zone. A good sport, no question about it.
Yes, he is.
Always.
But I enjoy like hearing kind of that insight of what was going on in the huddle before the 99-yard run, and you're changing play and
Lyman
saying, hey, we got a chance to do
that a little bit. That's why I had to jump in there. I don't know if it was as clearly as we thought.
Yeah.
Based off his answer.
Worked out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it definitely worked out.
Instead of going for the sneak, they went for the 99-yard touchdown. When we come back, put a sock in it. Brought to you by Genesis Diamonds. Stay tuned. Make sure you load up those phone lines, 615-737-1045. A Twitter at WUZ1045. $200 gift card from Genesis. Could be yours if you have the best sock and use to shut up and put a sock in it and do that. Coming up in just a moment. First, Blaine, in a word about Eurofix. I can help you out. Get the car worked on, taken care of.
Yes, you ever been irritated trying to get an appointment when your vehicle is acting up? Well, what if you could just drive in with no appointment? Well, you can do that at Eurofix, the home of European automotive repair. They take the irritation out of auto repair with no appointment necessary. I'm here to remind you that if you're disgusted with the way you've been treated for your European auto repair, you need to call Eurofix at 844-EUROFIX because they fix the Saab, Volvo, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, the Mini, BMW, as well as Volkswagen. Eurofix really specializes in taking the irritation out of auto repair, like a free 15-minute multi-point visual inspection at no cost, whether or not Eurofix does the repairs, a free loan a car with any repair so you're never left stranded on the side of the road, and all repairs are back with a free 3-year or 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. Never heard of that, except at Eurofix. So open Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 844-EUROFIX, or you can visit them online at eurofixonline.com, but make sure you tell them Blaine sent you because you want to stop being irritated.